This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade is responding to allegations from conservative media that he lied to the FBI. The accusations involve an investigation into a hate crime that authorities say turned out to be a hoax. On Facebook, the mayor called the lying allegations false.
I fully and truthfully cooperated throughout this investigation. I had no knowledge, warning, or involvement in this crime. I did not lie to the FBI.
Mobolade's office shared a document from the Department of Justice identifying him as a potential victim. Three people were indicted in the incident. Denver is changing the way it distributes money from a tax dedicated to mental and behavioral health care. The city has proposed a new one-year contract with the Caring for Denver Foundation to oversee about $40 million a year in health care spending. That's down from the initial five-year proposal. The health department says the shorter term will give the city time to examine caring for Denver's operations. A CPR News investigation found that millions of dollars have gone to unlicensed and inexperienced providers since voters approved the tax in 2018. A bridge over the Blue Mesa Reservoir fully reopened Friday. U.S. Highway 50's Lake Fork Bridge resumed normal two-way traffic. The bridge was restricted to a single lane for months after inspections discovered cracks in the bridge earlier this year. The U.S. Highway 50 Middle Bridge nearby was fully closed with similar problems. That bridge reopened in November. This is CPR News and KRCC.